MI3 Network.
W9SAM, Dayton, Ohio, Saturday morning. Who's available for a contact? Who's online this morning, over? W9SAM, Dayton, Ohio, who's online this morning? On the 220 band, over. Just too much scratch in there with you, over. Bedford, Indiana. Yeah, we got a nice, you have a nice signal there, good audio. The other station, I think was coming in and out of Chicago. I didn't get a quick look there at my page, but I see you there coming across the 224-800 machine. And, good morning. Good Saturday morning. Over. Yes, you are on 224-800 still, and I am a W9SAM-L. I am a link, and I'm located about 10, 12 miles north of Dayton, Ohio, and I'm linked into the 800 machine, along with the good guys and gals machine up in Chicago. Also, we're linked into Walton, Kentucky this morning. And let's see here, a couple more here. Let me get an eyeball here. Oh, yeah, we're in Michigan. We're on John's, I call him St. John. St. John's machine in Michigan, they're out of Grand Rapids, I guess. And then the other one, and the final one is we're linked into a Kettering, Ohio link, which is a suburb of Dayton, Ohio, there. Over. So, alright, well, great. 7 miles south of Indy. Well, I'd say it's, you know, I don't know. I used to be alert to band openings and always was waiting their arrival. I always enjoyed those. But now, since we have this link here, we've had this link running for a while now, and we can get into repeaters anywhere on the globe. That takes the band openings a step back, for me anyway. But they are still very, very important, of course, and when we get linked up to everybody here sometimes, we can tell when there is a band opening because people, are, of course, are a lot cleaner, a lot more clearer, and a whole lot crispier. So, but anyway, Saturday morning, usually the folks come out on Saturday mornings because I guess they're not at work, I suppose. I don't know. Anyway, George, we're glad to hear you out here this morning. And try to get the ball rolling here, getting the activity started. But it's just now becoming daylight here where I'm at in my QTH north of Dayton, Ohio. And looking at my weather stations here, it's showing 41, 43 degrees, something like that. And earlier I did step out the front door to check on my garage door to make sure it was down. And it was, I forgot I got a TOT on here. I put a TOT on the T20 radio here that I'm talking on. I'm talking on a jet, on a Benetton, which is a jet stream too, I guess, a 50-watt T20 radio. And that's the beauty of this link that you can do that with. I'm not talking into a computer or a phone or anything like that. I don't have to do that anymore since we got this link set up. And I can talk directly into a 220 radio there, over.
Okay, I lost you on 71. Apparently it unlinked or something. Lost you on 71. Have a good day. I'm almost looking on 220, see the band's changing. Have a good one over around Dayton, Ohio. 73 and 9DJC, the Bedford, Indiana, the limestone capital of the world.
Yeah. All right, TJC, I probably maybe had timed out the two meter frequency that's tied into the 220. Yeah, I get the rambling on here, and it's I'm not good for repeaters. I'm a Simplex operator, and sometimes I don't know my worthiness on the time frame. But I'll back away here and stand by and see who else might show up. Hopefully George will stay with us with a with that 2 meter repeater might come back up and click back into the 220 repeater there in Indy. W9 SAM in Dayton, Ohio. Anybody in Chicago awake this morning there? Over.
Yep, that's what happened. I think he timed out the 2-1. Okay, I'm gonna keep my transmission short because it's got a short fuse on it. Hey, I'll just say 73. The 220 faded down on me a little bit. I'm not hearing it very well at this location. So, 73, have a good one. I'll be listening. And enjoyed a little bit of the band. I only enjoyed hearing somebody from Dayton, Ohio. Have a good day. 9GJC, Bedford, Indiana, in the limestone capital of the world, 73.
TJC, okay. The limestone capital of the world, I like that. Identifiers all over the countryside. Yeah, I get to talking, like I say, my Simplex attitude gets carried away and it destroys repeater TOTs forthwith. So, okay, George. How are we doing over there? 70 miles south of Indy. Stay safe and we'll see what the weather brings. I'm looking forward to warmer weathers. And we put the hummingbird feeders out yesterday. Hung them outside. One on the front door, one on the back patio. So we'll see what happens. The mail should be showing up anytime. W9SAN Dayton, Ohio.
Okay, yeah. It's working pretty good right now. I may just stay on for a little bit, waiting for the coffee pot to heat up. Yeah, I opened up my pool yesterday, had to. The windstorm came through and ripped at my pool cover. So I said, okay, if it's going to turn green, I'm almost going to throw the filter pump back on it and open the pool. I won't be doing any 50-degree skinny dipping. I'm not a polar plunger either, so I've got another pool cover ordered in the mail. Got it in yesterday, and it's sitting there on the deck, all folded up. I just said, heck, well, we'll just open up the pool early this year. 73, I'll be listening. N9GJC.
I tell you, George, that's really something to look forward to, swimming pool in the backyard, oh yeah. Now, if I was 30 years younger, I might consider that. But there's really nobody here at the house anymore except me. I'm widowed, which I really hate. I don't like it a bit, but I'm not in a condition to start out and search the countryside like years and years ago, and don't want to even think about all that. That was a lot of trouble. So anyways, all right, George, well, good luck with that pool. And I know another guy up there in Gadsden City, Indiana, Phil, W9QMA, he's got a swimming pool in his backyard. He just loves it. And he's got daughters and grandchildren and everything. They come over, and he enjoys all that family thing, you know, which is very good. I just love to hear about that. Families, we need more of them. And we lost a good, great American on Thursday. Chuck Norris has finally passed away, and it's really a sad thing for me. He's one of my heroes. We've lost a Texas Ranger Walker. W9SAM, Dayton, Ohio. Maliciousness, or what was it, you think?
I don't know. I don't guess I heard it.
Really? Wow. I'm the only one hearing that stuff. I hear it all the time now and then. So, yeah, I did hear that we lost Chuck Norris on Thursday. Over. Get an idea of what conversation you heard from this station. Anyway, I don't know what, I haven't really looked at the weather. I should probably turn the TV on and let's see what time it is. I catch the last 15 minutes of the early morning news, the weather over here in Dayton, Ohio, and see what the weather's going to be today and tomorrow. I did see something that this week, some kind of rough weather is coming towards us again, and I have to wait and see what that's about. I know I got a hot mic here. We got, I've made a call to the technician to come back over and stop by back by here and adjust that audio so it cools it down a little bit. I am talking on a 50-watt radio. Of course, I've got it on low power because I don't need all that power. And this is a 50-watt radio, 25 mid, and then 10 watts low power. And so we're sitting on 10 watts, of course. So anyways, George, don't know what your weather going to be like over there. Any idea there, over? Check that off your list. How many gallons does that pool hold? Any idea? I mean, you're running off your tap water for probably a month to fill that thing up, or you have a truck bin. A lot of people that I know have swimming pools, above ground pools. They don't have the water. They got people haul water around here, and they all have water trucked into them. They're over. I didn't realize that, and now that you mention that, I can understand that, of course, and why not do it that way, I suppose. Yeah, there's a lot to that, it sounds like to me. Once you get it down, and you've had the pool several years, you get the things become getting used to, I suppose, you know, breaking it down through the wintertime and bringing it back around for your enjoyment there in the spring and the summer, I guess. So, the swimming pools are nice, especially when it's hot and humid out. You definitely need a swimming pool when it's hot and humid out. The humidity is just over the top. There's times that's so humid out there in the patio I can't handle anymore, and I'll put a fan out there even. While I'm sitting there in my rocking chair enjoying my hot sugar tea watching the hummingbirds. But the humidity gets so bad, I mean, I got to retreat inside the shop where I got an air conditioner in the window. Get refreshed for a bit, then go back out to the patio. Sit there for 15, 20 minutes, a half hour, and go back into the shop. So, you know, you got that relief standing by for you, I guess. But I enjoy the summertime. That's my kind of, out of the four, that's the number one season I enjoy there. Over.
big umbrella out there, big market umbrella out there on the deck. It's kind of nice in the summertime, but the bugs aren't driving you crazy. It's nice to sit out there under the umbrella. If it's not really, really terribly hot, a little breeze going, it's nice to sit out there with an HF receiver, and I got a couple of antennas out there. Coax going up to the deck. So I sit out there with my HF receiver and listen to a little bit of HF. Run a scanning monitor receiver, and I'll throw a TV up there. I've got a low yaw view with a 3-amp on it. Sit there and watch TV out of Lowell. About 40 miles away. But, take a dip when I get a little too warm. I take a dip and sit, plop back down there in the chair and play with my receiver some more. It's kind of nice. N9GJC, Bedford, Indiana.
Well, George, I'll tell you, that sounds pretty good, dang refreshing. Man, oh man, that sounds cool to me. And get in there and take a dive and, 5 minutes or so and get back out and do some chores, I guess. So, very nice. So I don't know if you got, I'm sure your family enjoys the pool, evidently, or you wouldn't have it. So it's a family thing, and it's great to have. I've known families here around where I'm at that's had in-ground pools. And the one family I remember, they had a lot of children, 5 or 6 maybe, young ones, and then they also adopted children. And so they always had little kids around their house, even until their older years. And their children were growed up and helped them take care of them. And so they always had swimming classes in the summer, of course, and kept the parents young and that kind of thing, getting out there swimming, of course. It wasn't a big in-ground pool, but it wasn't a little one either. It was enough to be able to swim from one end to the other to learn the swimming marks and everything, So, and I can't remember what their maintenance was on their pool, being in ground and all there. W9SAM, Dayton, Ohio.
Okay, I was kind of waiting for the repeater to drop me. I don't know, it's hanging there. Anyway, well, we only lived like 8 miles when I was growing up from Indiana's largest lake. I mean, not including Lake Michigan, but the Monroe Reservoir. Just to my north here. And my dad had a boat that we took up to Lake Monroe all the time. So I learned how to swim at a really early age, and I used to, after I got my license, I'd take my dad's boat up to the lake and have fun on the lake, Yeah, my dad had a real nice little boat. It was a ski boat. He had like a 50 or 75, I think it's 50 horse. Yeah, 50 horse. Smaller boat, nothing extravagant. Great fishing boat, great ski boat. And we used to, my brother and I used to take my dad's boat up to the lake, 8 miles north, and we would go skiing some, and fish some, and play around on the lake in the summertime. So all our family learned how to swim at an early age, In 92 days. This machine's acting funny, I think. Anyway, we used to swim and play with my dad's boat up at Lake Monroe, and we used to ski swim at an early age. Then our family darn sure knew how to swim, you know.
CMN Network.
Well, I can remember, when I was, probably elementary school, which I'm pretty sure it was. Yeah, my mom, dad, there, my dad, I guess, took me over to the Cub Scout and Boy Scout place over here near Dayton here, and it was going to be a morning, I was trying to learn how to swim. But it was cold, and I got in that thing at some point, I could not move. I didn't learn anything. My dad got mad at me. He took me out of the pool, took me home. Oh, he was mad and crap at me. I just couldn't handle that cold water there, over.
Yeah, that's probably before they had heated pools. Nah, just kidding. Yeah, I don't like cold water either. It's kind of dangerous. You can cramp, you know. I like plenty of water, but I like it decent temperature. I like cool water where it's refreshing, but I don't like cold water. Especially when it's 100 degrees outside. It's really nice to get in a nice cool pool, you know. But now I don't like swimming in real hot water or warm water either, because it feels like bath water. It doesn't feel, it's not refreshing, it's not fun, you know. But I mean, if I fell out of a boat, it'd be nice to have that water at about 84. But in this part of the country, until you get right into the middle of the heat of the summer, you don't usually get that real nice warm water. Some of these spring-fed lakes are a little chilly.
Yes, sir. I can remember that this swimming pool that I was got thrown in. It was in shade too, see, the trees were around it. There was no sun on it. Early in the morning, you know, 8 o'clock in the morning. It was summertime, of course, but it was one of those cool mornings, and it just didn't resonate with me at all. I'm a jackass when it comes to not being stubborn, not doing. And I just saw my dad got so mad. I think we did it again, and it was a little bit easier and better. And I did learn some strokes and the technique of turning your head, getting breathing, blowing it out, all that thing. You know, I learned that there, I believe. So it finally worked some, but. Later in my high school days, you know, thumbing a ride down to the public pool over here on the other side of the river, where all the kids were at, Miller's Grove, you know. And I pulled up there with my towel shorts, Jesus sandals on, and, you know, 67, 68. And if it was a hot day, the water was just right. I met my girlfriend over there, her sisters, and we had a great time, and we'd all be in there enjoying it. But now, I have been over there at that public pool when it was a little chilly. You know, but once you get in there, and with everybody else, it seems to resonate better. So I agree with what you're saying there, over.
Yeah, a lot of times if the guy's just having fun in the water, you don't realize it's as cold as it is. Or you don't even pay attention to the temperature that much anymore. You're having fun, you're out here, you're too busy swimming and just kicking around with the friends or family and stuff. We've had times, good times in the pool or in the lake, either one, you know, early in the season. Where your lips are turned blue and your teeth are chattering, but you don't care, you're out there having fun with friends and family, you know. The temperature's not that big of a deal. But, well, the coffee's done. Hey, I'm gonna sit back and monitor something, do some more scanning, and enjoy a little bit of this band opening, so. 23 over around Dayton at 9TJC. I'm going to get out of here.
Oh, okay, GJC. Yeah, good talking with you again. And, flying around. We're a predominantly a 220 operator. We don't really get into the other networks that much anymore like we used to. We're second generation 220 operators, so we'll hang out here with the link and everything and see if we can't wake anybody else up from Chicago all the way to Kentucky. We might even bring in some East Coast repeaters here. So, 73, and I've been noticing my cap is down, so I need to get up and refill it. And we'll go from there. WISAM in Dayton, Ohio, over.
Okay, good talking with you. 73. Learned a long time ago. If you want to get results, you gotta make calls. That's the reason I came by. I heard you talking on there on 220 and then heard on 2 meters on 71. I said, I'm gonna go back then. If you want to get results, you gotta place calls. That's a fact. Anyway. I'm out of here at 9GJC. Boogaloo. 9GJC,
I'm not making it in.
Where you are on that one? On that transmission, you made it in, over.
Looks
like you're doing okay to me. Come in and out, get a little mobile flutter. Obviously, I can tell you're mobile.
USL, yeah, I'm just up the road from you there. I'm KD9ZHC up in Morgantown.
add more deviation or add more modulation, mic gain, whatever they want to call it, whatever they want to call it in their menu. Go all the way up with it first. I just turn all the knobs to their eye, man. You need to get some audio. DJ, I'll be monitoring. Clear and listen.
N9QJC, K9QYK.
Yeah, N9DJC, number 9 Golf, Juliet, Charlie, Bedford, Indiana, go ahead.
I was just hearing you talk about mic gain, and I had actually adjusted this radio yesterday and forgot to test it. So I wanted to see, while I was on the road here heading towards Bedford, how it sounded today.
Okay, yeah, sounds fine. Sounds good. You could probably use a little more too. But it sounds fine.
You're louder than the last station I heard.
I like good loud audio on a radio. You can probably tell by my audio. I like good loud audio. I've worked enough weak signal work to find out it's not the yes meter. It allows you to, especially when they're, you know, further distances, they start getting weaker.
And
you're riding around on a mobile, speaker on the radio is pointing at the floor, you only got 1 watt out of audio output, you got a window down, somebody's talking in the back seat, you know.
Yeah, Roger, I appreciate that. Yeah, I'm between Johnson County and Martinsville, so some areas are a little flatter up here, but I'm fading it out a little bit, but your signal, it's real clear. I don't have the S-gator I can see, but it'd be a 5.7 or 5.8 for sure. All right, well, K9, CYK, K9, KC, W3, have a good day.
Yeah, I think we're losing the band opening. I think we're losing the band opening, so I'm just going to listen a while. N9GJC, Bedford, Indiana. But the station wanted that audio restored, I would call it medium range audio. Just normal. Not really punchy, not really hot or anything. Surely not over deviating. I like punchy audio. Nice, loud, punchy, clear, crisp audio. Makes it nice when you're in a car. Especially noisy one.
73.
From Bedford, Indiana, I'll be monitoring in 9GJC. I think it was really helpful. Communications up here with Google Carson's rule might improve their understanding of all this. Google Carson's rule. Google that. Anyway, yeah, the band's fading on us. left, so I'm going to sit here and listen a while. See if the band comes back. It sounds pretty good right now, but I saw a big old fade a while ago. I couldn't even hear this machine anymore. Navigating. I'll be listening. Carson Rule. Google back. Good night, EJC, Bedford, Indiana.
KA9DXK, KE9DFT.
AEC8UW, Dayton, Ohio.
This is the CMN Network, MI3.
KE9DFT, Chicago's Midway Airport area. Monitoring.
Good morning, Chicago. We just got back here after we got some coffee. W9SAM, Dayton, Ohio.
W9SAM, Sam the Ham. Good morning, K9DFP returning.
Well, let's see here. It's supposed to go up to almost 70 here today, they said. And right now I'm showing, one weather station showing 39 degrees, and the other one there on the far side of the room is 43 degrees. So it's in there somewhere right now, over.
Yeah, Sam, we're in the same boat. We're supposed to hit 70, maybe with a little luck today, 70. Keep my fingers crossed for you. Sound like you got your radio problems all straightened out. Sounding good today here in Chicago.
No, I don't think so. We've been talking to the tech, and we've got some ideas on what's going on, but I don't know where we'll be going with it today. I did, yesterday, I did get my hummingbird feeders out. You know, I rinsed them off and filled them up with some sugar water. I got the one hanging here at the front door. When I got the door open, I can sit here and watch it with full view. And then I've got the other one, just like this feeder here. I got it out at the back patio. Well, I'm sitting out on the patio, which I hope to be doing soon. We'll be able to eyeball it. In fact, last year I remember that I brought that patio hummingbird feeder actually in underneath the roof of the patio. So they've got to fly underneath the roof to get to it, and they did, right there on the edge. It keeps it out of the sun and keeps it a little more fresh. So as long as you don't make any moves when they're feeding, they'll stay there and feed on it. Especially if they land on the perch. So many don't land on the perch, they'll get their food while they're still flying and fluttering, you know. But if they sit on the perch, that means they're comfortable. I mean, I've been feeding these things for 40 years, you know, somewhere around there, 45 years maybe. So I've got kind of an eyeball for them. So right now, we'll be looking for the male hummingbirds. They're the ones that come back to the Lower 48 first, from across the Gulf of America. And then, following them there, maybe another 2 or 3 weeks will be the females. And that's the same thing when they leave for their holidays in the fall. The males leave first, they're over.
Almost sounds like spring break.
Yeah. We've been talking to George. He's over at Bedford, Indiana here this morning. And he's about 70 miles south of the repeater that we're linked into. And he's actually been coming to the 2-meter link into the 224-800 Indianapolis 220. And he lives down there 70 miles in what's he call it? The, oh my Lord, he says it all the time. Maybe he'd come back in here and tell us. The granite capital of the world or something like that. So, he's been in here for a while. We've been talking about his swimming pools. He's got an above ground swimming pool. He had a cover mess up. So he just went ahead and took the cover off and it's open now. And so I don't know that he's going to take a dip anytime soon, but I'm sure on his first warm day he might jump out there in that thing. W9SAM, Dayton, Ohio.
I didn't hear him come back to his sand. Hope I'm not talking over him. I got a swimming pool I got to deal with, too, in the summer. It's not mine, but a friend of mine's, and he lets me use it as long as I keep it clean, so I'm like the cabana boy with benefits.
Well, we never had any swimming pools too that I can remember. We had a baby pool when my son was little. I think my wife had him out there. In fact, she was small enough to fit in it too. So, that was good for them. But anyways. So anyway, it's a bright morning here so far, but I do not see sun yet. It looks like it's a little cloudy out there. But, so it's supposed to get up to about 70, so that's a great thing. I'm all about warm air. So, I know we've got a couple things to do before noontime. We need to go down to the one bank there and get some documents from them. I told them I'd be down to get them. And I was going to try to do it yesterday, but it didn't make it. And then we got to go down here to the cover, what's called the covered wagon. Because I'm out of honey for my coffee. And actually, I just had the last chocolate chip cookie. So we got to pick up some supplies from the covered wagon. It's a German Baptist store. So they make all kinds of good stuff. So, anyways, there's that I know we have to deal with. And, we'll probably go from there. We've been rearranging some of our antennas on the patio yesterday. We actually now, we did find the wire from the horizontal 2-meter up on the one tower of ours that we haven't used in a while, so I've got it connected now. But it's aimed, it's beaming south. So that's not going to help us, so we got to talk one of the other directions. So, we've got a Yager rotor that's down. We can't turn our Yankee. We haven't been able to do it for a while. I try to get somebody over here to get up there and look see. They don't make them no more, I guess, they're over.
Yeah, QSO, Sam. I got one small project. I got a couple of computers that I got to go to a recycler. They're doing a recycling drive, if you want to call it, at one of the local high schools out here. So I've accumulated a bunch of dinosaurs that I want to drop off and get them out of the basement.
Well, we've got several linked in here this morning. Walton, Kentucky, 220, Indianapolis, 220, of course, Chicago, 220. Let's see here. We've got a link in here, a 220 that's a suburb of Dayton, Dayton, Ohio, in Kettering. So anyways, we got several in here, but looks like hardly anybody's awake all this morning. So, but George was here, now you're here, Tony. W9SAM, Dayton, Ohio.
Good morning, everybody from Chicago. Kilo Echo 9, Delta Foxtrot Papa.
Yeah, I forgot to mention, we also now have John's repeater in here connected out of Grand Rapids, Michigan. And him and I used to conspire in the early days of Echolink T20 here. Him and the DUX guy, Mr. Glenn himself, the author of the phrase, making T20 great again. So, it seems to be our theme, our logo. So, I'm starting to see a lot of basketball from the USA team, girls team, with Caitlin Clark just tearing it up. My word, is she tearing it up. And she's on there playing with the people that that complain about her. That Angel Reese, she's terrible. She's wants to be a fashion instead of a ball player. And a couple others, but Caitlin Clark is back on the court. It's just great. I can't wait for May to see the Fever take the court to see everybody. I'm a very big proponent of the Indiana Fever. And if you'd asked me back before then if I cared about it or watched it, I'd say, heck no. But that's changed after I watched Caitlin Clark perform. Now I'm a big fan of hers, Kelsey Mitchell, Boston, McDonald, all of them. Man, they are great to watch. And I got a big screen TV here in the front room now, so we'll be watching them on the big screen, and I'm going to really be enjoying it. We'll probably get on there and buy some time so we can get them every time they play. And hopefully they'll get through the deal with all these injuries. Injuries took down all the main players last year, and couldn't get on there, had to take them off the court. They couldn't play no more. That Kelsey Mitchell, boy, I just love her. Man, can she play ball? W9SAM, Dayton, Ohio.
QSL, Sam, on basketball. Yeah, this is March Madness, so there's no shortage of basketball.
Truly, I can tell you this, that I'm not even interested in men's basketball at all. I know my friends here, my high school guys, I'm on a group chat with them, and man, they're blowing it up. They all watch the game on their different QTHs, and they're making remarks about it on the group chat, on texting. My phone just beep, 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 just going crazy, and I'm not really into it. In fact, I know I'm not into it, but they are. But the only sports team that I'm interested in at this point is the Indiana Fever. I did watch the Blue Jackets hockey game the other night. It was on the TV. One of these channels, weird channels I got. The Blue Jackets. I used to watch them when they come on the scene. We were all over them back when I was on the job. In fact, about 40 of us went up there to see one of the first games in Columbus. There at the St. John's Arena, I think it is. I think that's where we watched back in the 70s when I went up there to see the Grateful Dead play out on the stage. start seeing the gang. Back when I was into that stuff. So, but yeah, even at Thievers, you know, I just can't get over how those girls can hit those shots. That Caitlin Clark can hit, she calls it a logo shot. Half-court shot in the net every time. 9 out of 10 shots, probably. Over.
Yeah, at half-court, that's a pretty good trick. I wouldn't mind watching seeing that all the time.
Brian, get on YouTube and look up Indiana Fever, Caitlin Clark, and you'll see it. I mean, she can do it all day long, as he says on Last Man Standing. Can you, let's ask that as faster. Can you do that? And she goes, all day long. No strikes, you know. That's another show that I watch religiously. Last Man Standing. And the Bob Loves Esmeralda. I watch that one all the time. So what's a retired fellow to do while he sits around waiting on somebody to talk on the radio? You watch funny shows on TV if they're available. That's about it. They're over.
Yeah, I usually watch a program called Haystack. It's an app on Android. And it gives me all the news from around the world all at once in one spot. I kind of like that. It helps me catch up on the world's problems. And believe me, we got problems.
Well, on Thursday we lost a fighter from my side, a great American hero. He was one of mine, and that was Chuck Norris. And that's 86 years old. And the word is, the story is, that the family was in Hawaii when this happened. He was over there for something. And that's one great American right there. And I watch his shows every day. I've seen them a million times. I can almost tell you what they're going to say on them. I've seen them so many times. But I enjoy watching him do his thing, even though it's real hokey. But he still goes through the motions, and a lot's on the air right now and on YouTube with him and the Korean guy that was back in the day in the 60s that used to do that. And they go at each other, and Norris, you know, won several fights with him. But he states on there that he was a good friend of his, and they were always acting up, even when they were practicing, doing their kickboxing together. And it was good to see him again, because we lost him real early, you know. But even his son is not with us anymore. He used to do that stuff. He's in several movies. Yeah, but Chuck Norris, a great American hero, as far as I'm concerned. Over.
Yeah, I was sorry to hear that too. Chuck Norris was not a force to be reckoned with, or he was a force to be reckoned with, I should say. You wouldn't want to mess with him, that's for sure. Yeah, he was good at what he did. To watch him in several movies, and it's hard to see one of the great ones pass like that.
Well, they just don't make they don't make them like him anymore. And I'm telling you, you definitely would want him on your side, and anywhere, whether it be a dark alley or a lit at Main Street there. Over.
Definitely want him on your side, for sure. K9, DFP. Those are the people that you pick will live forever. I did not know he was in his 80s.
Yeah, 86, they said that's what his age was. And, you know, he was, you know, you take a good look at it, you can see that he was older, but still somewhat stanch, you know, to me. But, you know, like the guy on the sheet said, John Wayne, he says, even a cow dies. James Stewart.
Well, I would have bet on him against the Angel of Death, for sure. I'm sure he gave him a whooping at least on the way out.
SAM, Dayton, Ohio.
CMN Network, 220.
Well, I'm not a fan of CMN Network, but I'm a fan of 220.
I got some bad news here, Sam. I'm down to my last chocolate chip cookie, too.
Yeah, a lot of cookies, a lot of honey. We're going to have to decide some things here. Let's see here within the hour.
Yeah, I'm going to have to run to the store myself, Sam, so let me get on out here, put the mic down, wish you 73s today. Good luck with the bird feeders. You might get a few today. It's going to warm up. I'm still waiting for the overcast here in Chicago to burn off. It's 7:45. We still haven't seen the sun poke through, so not sure if we're going to get there or not. Anyway, 73s from Chicago's Midway Airport, Sam. KE9 DFP. We're going to be clear after your final.
I just remember we're out of Pepsi, we're out of Coca-Cola too. So, gee, me Christmas. So we got to go to the market this morning. And this is Saturday, so if the banks and things like that, I got to go to the bank. Hopefully this will be the last time I use this bank. I've moved everything over to another financial institution. So, anyways, you know, they close at noon. Anyway, Saturday here, and be warming up. We'll be out on the patio trying to decipher some more antenna coax and reroute it and try to keep some down so it doesn't look like spaghetti out there. At least mark them anyway. So we'll keep the link up and running here. All right, Tony, 73 for now. W9SAM, Dayton, Ohio.
Supposed to get a little bit of this, and one of the cartoon humor in there.
You're going to have to speak up a little bit.
Yes, ma'am.
You're the only one that says audio. Everyone else says it's really great anyhow. You were just talking to Tony. What do you think? KE9, Daffy's feather plucker. Well, that transmission was pretty good, and I'm the only one. I've been accused of being the only one on many things. So I'm glad I'm able to lead the pack. Over.
Yeah, I have to run at this moment, but I thought I'd toss that out there while Tony was still here, but maybe he's not here. Hello, Echo 9. Gaffy Feather Plucker, are you here? This is Next New York. See ya. See ya in the funny papers.
I think he's gone. Maybe later today we can relay that. And have some fun with it. Over.
CMN Network, MI3. MI3 Network,